Did the president say he was going to try to withdraw from NATO, or at the very least not support NATO as much as other presidents have?
Well, as I said, there is the disappointment, clearly. But at the same time, he was also listening careful to my arguments of what is happening. And I also pointed him to the fact that it was his leadership which brought about the Hague spending commitment. So the 5%, yeah, which is a transformational change in NATO. It is a transformational legacy he leaves behind. This is NATO 3.0, the Europeans being able to take more care for their own defense, so a stronger Europe and a stronger NATO.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the president is weighing punishing some NATO allies for not being helpful to the U.S. and Israel during the war. Quote, the proposal would involve moving U.S. troops out of NATO member countries deemed unhelpful to the Iran war effort and station them in countries that were more supportive of the U.S. military campaign. Did the president talk about that at all today?
Again, it was a very frank, it was a very open discussion. He clearly told me what he thought of what happened over the last couple of weeks.
Some countries specifically said, you can't use our bases, you can't even fly over our airspace. Spain, France.
Yeah, but listen, the large majority, including France, of European nations has been doing what they committed before they would do in a case like this. So Europe as a platform of power projection for the United States was in full play over the last 6 weeks. And yes, it is true, not all European nations lived up to those commitments, and I totally understand that he is disappointed about it.